Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Time for Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio.
You know, good news for Julius Randle. He ended up having a surgery and everything seemed to be okay, and he should be okay for next year. Interestingly enough, the Boston Red Sox lost Trevor Story to something a little bit similar. He also had a dislocated shoulder, but he also had a broken bone in there.
Ooh.
And I think he had to get that thing, obviously had surgery, and he's out for the year for the Red Sox. But interesting that two guys, significant guys for their respective teams, had two shoulders basically become dislocated. And then Trevor, it sounded like he had a few other things going on in there. I don't know if Julius Randle had any sort of fracture in there.
And think about Trevor Story and Anthony Volpe right now and the way that played out.
Yes.
Now, this is another one. I know you like to give Brian Cashman credit when you can.
Yes.
This is another one of those things. Fan base was screaming to upgrade shortstop with someone like Trevor Story, guys who were available. The Red Sox get him. So then that's tough because that's biggest rival. And Brian Cashman was sticking with Volpe, even last year when he was up and down. And now you see how good he is this year. It looks like a genius move as Trevor Story is out for a significant amount of time.
Yeah, I just, sometimes you see players in practice. We don't see them in practice. We're not around them. We don't know the work they're putting in. We don't know the dedication that they're showing. We don't know how their teammates feel about them. But then when you watch a player that you've developed, they've developed Aaron Judge. You know, we developed Lafreniere. They're developing Volpe. I would say that the Mets developed, Pete Alonso. Like to keep those guys around as long as your team is winning and you believe you can win with them.
And that's what David Stearns is doing right now and what the Mets did at the trade deadline last year in paying a significant portion of Verlander and Scherzer's salaries to get their hands on top prospects for pitching needy teams in the middle of the season that had World Series dreams. And those are the guys now that need to be developed and continue to. And the Mets have not developed a ton of great position players throughout the years. It hasn't happened. I mean, you've got Darryl Strawberry, David Wright, Pete Alonso.
Jose Reyes. I would say Francisco Alvarez is one of these players.
Well, he hasn't done much yet.
But he's one of those players that's in this mode now.
Yeah.
They've had they're trying to do it the right way, I think. And the fact that they have by far the highest payroll and they're paying guys that aren't even on the team, this is exactly what they're trying to do. And that's why if they around the trade deadline are not within striking distance of one of the wild card situations or the top of their own division, then they're going to have to sell. They're going to have to be sellers. That's all there is to it. And, I don't want that to be the case, but if it turns out that it's going to be the case, then I'm going to be pushing to get these guys traded.
Oh, sure. I mean, and I think that this is something that we really need to continue to understand if the season does go that way. David Stearns, albeit that he grew up a Mets fan, has really no connection to this team whatsoever. These are not the guys that he brought in. This is his first year here. He didn't stake his reputation on any of these guys that are currently on the team, and he's going to do whatever it takes to fulfill his vision. So he might be trading guys. By the way, Al, I ripped one. Just hand me these. You don't want to come over here. It stinks. Oh, I'm just being honest with you.
Oh, man.
I'm beating this one. This here. This is you. That always happens. Every time I let one go, someone comes right into my vicinity.
Well, you know, I'm in your general vicinity right now, and I'm not appreciating it. I appreciate the warning.
That's one thing I will never, ever lie about. Like, hand up accountability. That was me who ripped that.
Yeah, no.
Because I hate when people pretend like it's not them. That's how we all fart. Fine. Sometimes you got to let it go.
Yeah, but if you're in the elevator.
Well, you try to hold that in. You try to let that bubble up in your stomach and not let it out.
I have a buddy who loves doing that, getting in the elevator and just dropping one.
With other people in there?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and he'll do it on an airplane, too.
Yeah, see, that's sick. Like, I mean, to me, I'll admit it, but I'm not, like, trying to make people upset with them.
And it's amazing. It's like, you sit down in the airplane with him, and it just happens. You look over to him, and you can't believe you just did that.
Wow.
I mean, come on, man.
It's a guy I know?
Yeah, you know him.
Okay. You got to tell me in the break. Now I'm curious. Let's go to Jake in Connecticut. What's going on, Jake?
Boomer, Gio. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up, man?
Hey, man. Just wanted to call and follow up on your point you made about Cashman and sticking to his guns with Volpe and kind of contrasting that with Boston's plan with Trevor Story. Story came to Boston about 3 or 4 years ago, a little ahead of where Volpe was developing as a prospect. That really wasn't a decision that Cashman made. But to your point, I do respect Cashman sticking with Volpe. Cashman's really sticking with his guys here. Judge, Giancarlo, Rizzo. Volpe can kind of get added into that mix. I do appreciate the organizational stability there. I do think that the Yankees are still going to run into some issues with those same guys, and those issues are going to be the same issues that we've been seeing from, again, those same guys. Rizzo's back, Giancarlo's ineffectiveness. I'm worried about Judge's health. What do you guys think? Do you think we're going to see the same thing out of these same guys, or are we going to see something a little different this year?
Well, I mean, I think all of them are different, and good call, Jake. So I'm not worried about Aaron Judge. Rizzo and Stanton, absolutely, you have to worry about Stanton being the one that is at the top of the list. So are you going to see the same stuff in the playoffs or injuries and these guys going cold at the worst times? No, I don't think that is going to happen, especially because look at what Volpe has done. I expect him to get even better and be a guy that is not an easy out, takes a ton of pitches, gets on base. And then you've got Juan Soto, who, of course, always stays healthy and is always a pain in the ass and always is getting hits and being on base. So that has changed, completely changed the complexion of the lineup. Aaron Judge will be fine. I'm not worried about his health. But, yeah, I mean, Rizzo and Stanton are all or nothing guys.
Look, man, they got dudes, dogs, and they're going to do damage. You know that. I know that. Tommy Lugauer knows that, and so do the Yankees.
Yeah.
That's why they're barking in the dugout.
That's right. Woof, woof is what they're doing in there.
Oh, yeah. Woo-hoo! Yes.
What has gotten into you, man?
I don't know, man. You know, I was just thinking about it. It's Flyer Day. That's why.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yes.
You could feel it in your loins. It's Flyers Day.
Yes.
Let's go to Kimmy in Lincroft. What's going on, Kimmy?
Hey, Gio. How you doing? Hey, Boomer. How are you?
Kimmy, what's happening, dear?
Okay, first off, my husband says Xander Schoffele or whatever.
Xander Schauffele. Yeah,
Schauffele.
I like Xander a lot, and I think he's going to do well, but he's not one of the guys I put money on. But, yeah, I like Xander a lot.
Okay, second of all, that jacket.
Yeah.
You ready to take it off Saturday afternoon?
No, I'm going to. You know what? I'm going to wear this thing. If they face the Rangers in the playoffs, you are going to see so much blue and orange, Kimmy. You have no idea. I am just going to.
I don't like blue and orange, only with the Knicks. Come on. Why are you so down on the Rangers there? Are you?
I'm not down on the Rangers.
He's an Islander fan, Kimmy, so don't worry about him. He's an Islander fan.
No, Kimmy, you got to understand. I'm not down.
They're like in first place. We MetLife, I was there. They came back. It was exciting. They would have came back with another 2 minutes left to that game the other night.
Well, if they just would have called the penalties the way they should have called them, yeah, would have been no problem. But we're off. We're off of that. Now we're on to the Flyers tonight, Kimmy. And don't worry about him. I mean, he wants to be Sparky's assistant, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, really, he's so down on them. 2 weeks ago, he was talking about how they're going to do so good, but when it comes to the playoffs, why?
Well, I mean, listen, Kimmy, I'll tell you why. Because last year, the team had a really, really good season. They came off the year prior where they ended up going to the Eastern Conference Final with Gerard Gallant. And they get off this great start in that first round series. And then the Devils come back and, you know, just boat race them. So, and then that's all you remembered about the year was that. Coach fired out in the first round. So my point was that this is a great regular season for them. They better cash in this year.
You know what they should do?
There's no excuse.
They should hang you up on the flagpole outside of UBS Arena. That's what you look like.
Hey, man, anything I could do. If Mr. Ledecky would like me to do that and just hang on the flagpole, maybe sit on the flagpole, I'll do it for him. Anything I could do to help this team.
Okay.
Nick in Wyckoff. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, how's it going? You know, it was a good series. Not upset about the loss. But what I would like to see more of is Austin Wells. I know it was a tough series because we faced three lefties. But I just think his swing is so nice. I just think Trevino is just, it's not going to be what he was 2 years ago. I mean, even before the All-Star game last year. I just think it's time to move on, maybe give Wells more of a shot.
He's got to capitalize on these opportunities a little bit more, though, man, when he does get them. You know, I mean,
yeah.
His last nine at-bats, he's 0-for-9. So it's like, I don't know. I just, you really, when a guy like that is fighting for playing time, and I know when you're a guy who's a catcher, it's not all about the offense. It's if the pitcher and you are on the same page and everything else that goes with it. But if he's going to get more playing time, he can't be lack of production.
Not every guy in the lineup is going to produce at the same time. You know that, and I know that.
But he's 1-for-17.
I understand that. But like the Yankee fan has got to understand, the top seven guys in that lineup are as good as anybody in baseball. And that's where the offense has got to come from. If the bottom part of the order adds into that, then that is gravy. You know, that's like a fourth-line scoring. It's like when Matt scores a goal for the Islanders. It's like, all right, he's going to knock the crap out of the other team, and he's going to send a message, and he's going to play defense first. But when he scores a goal and you get a goal in a big spot,
yeah, you know,
then that's like gravy. That's like a catcher hitting a home run in the bottom of the ninth inning, winning a game.
Sure, and I know that people fall in love with guys' swings. Like Brett Beatty's another example of that he looks the part, looks so smooth, looks like he can do it. Greg Bird back in the day with the Yankees, same type of thing. But
right. It's
got to translate into some actual production. So he's 1-for-17 in April since the month started. And 3-for-23 on the year, hitting 130.
He'll get more opportunities. Don't worry about it.
Let's go to Tom in Oyster Bay. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I wanted to ask Boomer regarding the Islander-Ranger incident the other night. If his son-in-law was involved with Zibanejad, would he feel differently?
My son-in-law wouldn't do that. And by the way, my son-in-law was also the guy that gave Rempe his first fight, if you remember that. My son-in-law plays by a code, and that code is a code that is unwritten rules in the way you play hockey. You play tough, you play strong, you play hard. You go in the corners, you lower your shoulders where they're supposed to be hit. Very rarely does he ever hit anybody in the back, and if he does, it's because a young player may turn their back to him as he is coming. So I'm just telling you right now that Matt doesn't get involved in stuff like that.
You're intimating that Adam Pellick does, and he's got a history of head injuries. I don't think he would do it as well. It's just my opinion, and I respect your opinion. It's fun to give you my thoughts.
Hey, look, you know, it is what it is. We're passionate fans. We want our players playing. I don't know. Adam Pellick just skated right there, lifted his elbow up, and boom, hit Zibanejad. That's all I can tell you. I can see it right there a million times
here
over.
Here we go again. I rounded around with this yesterday.
I know.
We're never going to see eye to eye.
I'm over with it.
Yeah. Just move on now, will you?
Right. But there is, you know, Matt's been in the league, what, 15 years? And, you know, you learn. You learn through the years how to survive, what it takes to win games, how you have to play. And you do the right thing. You play by a certain code, especially the position he plays and what they ask him to do, especially when it comes down to fighting. You know, he gave Rempe a chance on the biggest stage, the Stadium Series, to go at it.
Yeah, he did. Gave him that platform. Made him a star immediately in the eyes of the Ranger fan.
And by the way, the Rangers were up 1-0 when that fight happened.
Yeah.
And what happened after that fight?
Well, it was a momentum situation.
For the Islanders.
Yep.
Not for the Rangers, but for the Islanders. But, you know, the Rangers, luckily, we came back and won the game, you know, in just incredible fashion that you don't very rarely ever see. But, yeah, I mean, look, I want a playoff series with the Islanders because that's great for hockey around here.
Sure. Dirtiest player in recent memory in your mind in the NHL? I think of Matt Cook. And I liked Matt, but he just lost his mind on the ice.
Well, I mean, like, you know, guys like Sean Avery, Matt Cook, Ty Domi. I mean, you know, these guys, they
but
have
there's,
a
But there's dirty
every...
guys and there's enforcers,
but
you know?
But there are reasons why guys play a certain way. If you are opposing...
Tom Rangers, Wilson.
If you're opposing the Capitals, you would say Tom Wilson. If you're opposing the Rangers, you'd say Jacob Trouba.
Yeah, but I'm talking dirty, though.
But to what I'm saying, other fan bases view other players differently because they're not playing for their team.
What about Dale Hunter when he knocked out Pierre Turgeon?
He's another one. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there were a bunch of guys like that. But, you know, I don't think people understand how hard it is to play that sport and what goes into it. And, you know, there are certain guys that don't want to take hits and they can miss hits and they have a way of staying out of trouble. But then there's probably 3/4 of the league that can't do that, that have to get in there and, you know, have to fight for every inch. And that's why the sport is so great, especially when it gets to the playoffs, because it means so much to the players.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Masters on the Range will be coming your way on CBS Sports Network right about 8:30.
So they stay on the range while the tournament takes off, and where's the tournament?
You can watch it online on Masters.org.
Right, Masters.org, yeah. their website is
unbelievable.
Ridiculous. It's probably the best website ever built for
that. Good. Jesus,
I think it's amazing.
No, and the video quality is ridiculous. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Well, I think that the it's also ESPN Plus, but that you don't need a subscription for masters.org.
Right.
So,
all right.
You just do that, but it's going to be raining.
Top five all-time websites.
Google.
I got to tell you. Google, yeah, I thought we were talking about sports websites.
I'm just saying websites.
Overall?
Yeah.
Drudge Report. That's a classic all time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just, it's when you go there, it's just, you just click links on a story, whatever. It's just links.
Simple.
Yeah.
Wikipedia.
Yeah. No, I think that's pretty good. We always go.
I think there's two conversations here. The two most interactive and attract and well run.
Yes. I think the masters.org
in terms of technology
is one of the best looking websites.
And then there's the informational ones
and easiest to decipher.
So how is that free? But none of these other sports could figure out how to give us free stuff.
Well, because the Masters happens once a year. It's 4 days, so it's not. You know, it's not like baseball.
But they were able to convince their TV partners. No, we're still allowed to do this. And you get there.
Yeah. Well, their TV partners are also told that they have to limit the amount of commercials.
What is it, 4 minutes an hour, right?
Yes.
All right, so my top list of websites, Google, Wikipedia, Pornhub.
I thought you were going to go RedTube.
And WFAN.com. Those are my four. You got a four?
That Pornhub is innovative.
I got the Masters.
Masters.org.
CBSSports.com. man. Amazon
is crazy. That's
Amazon.
A good one.
Amazon's got to be up there.
I mean, God, dude, they'll let you buy anything like in 20 seconds. It's the easiest to navigate. It was one of the most easiest to navigate and also the quickest.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Amazon's got to be in there.
And Jerry's MILFs. .com.
How about would you consider like Netflix?
No, it's not a website.
A streaming app.
No,
what about ESPN.com?
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
RecoSports.com.
Yeah, I think we've hit on a few huge ones. You know, Google, Amazon. Wikipedia, I think, is another huge one.
Masters.
You can't put masters.org in.
Yes, you can.
It is from the technology standpoint.
It's incredible. You watch it for 4 days a year.
Yeah, no. But in terms of the quality of the website, I agree with you guys. It's not the best website we've ever seen when you have the other ones. But when you're talking about sports viewing, MLB.TV has a pretty good one. They stop with the commercials. And the Masters one is phenomenal digitally. It really is.
It's so easy to navigate. You can find the guys you're looking for who are playing. The scoreboard's easy, and the level of production is ridiculous.
All right, Jerry, what do you got for us and CBS Sports Network, who's gone in a minute?
Yeah, well, I got
some
golf for you before they go. Farmer's Dog, fresh human grade dog food delivered right to your door, and brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. John Rahm did meet the media yesterday. Very uncomfortable when the whole Liv thing came up. He was asked, "Do you think that joining Liv would help the two tours get together?"
I understood my position. Yes. And I understood that it could be what I hoped, a step towards some kind of agreement, yes, or more of an agreement or expedited agreement. But unfortunately, it's not up to me.
He genuinely seemed bothered if you saw his facial expression that he was going to go in this direction. And he said, yes, I do miss the PGA Tour.
Not being at Palm Springs, Torrey, Phoenix, and LA wasn't the easiest. And I'll keep saying that because those are venues that I absolutely love. And driving by Phoenix as often as I had to, seeing the stands and knowing that I wasn't going to be there was quite hard.
And speaking of not being there, are you worried about not being a part of the Ryder Cup next year?
Am I concerned? Yeah, I hope I can be there. I hope I play well enough to earn my way there, and if I have to be picked, I hope I can get picked. Yeah, I want to be there. That's definitely something I want to do and I don't want to miss.
Well, we'll see.
I think a reconciliation between the two entities,
mm-hmm.
and it's really just going to come down to the amount of money that the Saudi Public Investment Fund wants to put into the PGA Tour, and then the PGA Tour somehow paying the players that ended up staying there. Now, the PGA Tour players supposedly have equity in the new PGA Tour.
Yeah.
See you, Masters on the range. Yeah.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
See you guys.
Yeah. So I do think that there's going to be some reconciliation before next year's Ryder Cup. But let's hope that's the case, because the Ryder Cup's at Bethpage Black, and it's right in our backyard, and we're going to be there.
Yes, I cannot wait for that, and it's going to be amazing, and I want all those guys to play. I think everybody does, and I mean, what you're going to tell me that John Rahm's not going to, if he's healthy, John Rahm's not going to be on that team? It's insane. He's got to be. I mean, he...
I agree.
Well, whatever. He'll earn his way in.
The question is how do they view the LIV Golf Tournament, and does the LIV Golf Tournament create enough points for them to be selected for these teams?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Things have eased, though, considerably.
Yeah, as soon as Yasser writes a check, they'll be fine.
Right, fair enough. The Masters, by the way, will start at 10:30 and did not start when it was supposed to because of the storms. It is going to be incredibly windy, though. They're saying wind gusts even after the rain clears out of up to 40 miles an hour.
Hey, you got to play the elements, man. It's like out there in West Sayville when that southwest wind is blowing off the Great South Bay. Got to play the elements.
That's exactly right.
Aim for the osprey nest on two.
There you go.
Let it feather back in.
Listen to you. You mentioned Hogan Bridge. Where do you want to go next?
He's out of control, Jerry.
This is your doing.
I know.
This is your doing.
I know.
All right, Yankees played the Marlins last night, wound up losing 5-2. Miami scored 4 runs in the third. Luis Arraez, an RBI single. Jake Berger, a 3-run homer. Marcus Stroman didn't, in his first couple of starts, allow an earned run. Last night, he did give up the 4. Why he struggled on this night?
I just think my command was off. Mechanics were a bit off today. Something you run into sometimes in season. That fourth inning kind of got away from
it. Did, especially with the home run that he gave up to Berger. Here was Juan Soto. So the homestand is first. Homestand as a Yankee is now complete. His thoughts.
It's pretty good. The crowd show up every game. It was unbelievable. I'm more than excited that we got the win in both series. So I think it was pretty cool.
Pretty cool. They go to Cleveland, a 10-3 baseball team. The Guardians beat the White Sox in 10-7-6 with Josh and Bo Naylor hitting those home runs in the fourth inning. Came back from 5-0 down. Also of note, Mets and Braves rained out. They'll play today at 12:20 with the series finale. Last night's game made up September 26th. First pitch
today.
Think
about all the crap that's going to go on from now until September 26th.
Well, as I said, the Mets could be completely irrelevant by then, could be fighting for a wild card or somewhere in between.
Well, I mean, we'll see the Jets and Giants play football games.
Real football games, not exhibition. Yeah. You're right.
I mean, all the stuff.
The Nick run will be over. The Rangers will have hoisted the Stanley Cup already.
It's crazy.
Parade through the Canyon of Heroes.
Maybe.
How about that?
Maybe.
There's a lot that's going to go on between now and then. You're right. Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter plea deal. He's negotiating that right now with the government. They have found that Shohei did nothing, did not know of anything of this gambling. So that brings me to the NBA and Adam Silver. Now, you know what he's dealing with Jonte Porter and these gambling allegations. This does not look good. And here was Silver. You got to play hardball in a situation like this. There's nothing else you can do.
I have enormous range of discipline available to me, but it's cardinal sin, you know, that what he's accused of in the NBA, and the ultimate extreme option I have is, you know, to ban him from the game.
He says it's as bad as it gets, or could be if it's true.
There's nothing more serious, I think, around this league when it comes to, you know, gambling and betting on our games, and that is a direct player involvement. And so investigation is ongoing, but, you know, the consequences could be very severe.
Could be official involvement, could be player involvement, could be front office involvement. Yeah. Anybody involved in any of these leagues that is involved in any betting on their sport is a problem.
Yeah,
it goes right to the integrity and the ethics of the game, and these commissioners have got to protect that with every ounce of being. That's all there is to it.
And I said at the time that Jonte Porter story could end up being bigger than the Shohei Ohtani story, because Shohei Ohtani could be found innocent in this whole thing.
Yep.
And it seems like it's trending that way. And Jonte Porter, I mean, that evidence that they have against him is just, it's, I mean, he's involved.
It doesn't look good.
He's involved, yeah.
You're not wrong about that. Knicks in Boston tonight. Here's Joe Mazzulla on facing New York. Now, I don't know how many of his guys are actually going to play in this game, but he looks at New York.
I'm sorry. I don't think any of his five starters are playing.
I don't either. I actually think at least four of them have been ruled out already, yeah. If not all of them.
The Knicks got to go and win and see if they can get that number two spot, man. Just keep going.
So right now, they did clinch the top six spot, which means they're out of that whole play-in scenario, thanks to the Mavericks beating the Heat. Dallas did win the Southwest Division with that win. 111-92 was the final. The Nets playing out the string beat the Raptors 106-102. We've heard from Aaron Rodgers throughout the course of the morning as I go through this. Oof, he talks and talks and talks. Here he is in this clip talking about how the past two presidents, Biden and Trump, failed our country, and it leads into his whole, you know, love affair with RFK, obviously.
We're not getting better having these people in charge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So why not make a change? And I'm going to support Bobby and keep spreading his message. But the two-party system that we got in place doesn't work. Hasn't been working really since JFK was in office. And we need somebody who's willing to lay it on the line. That's what I love about Bobby.
Speaking of laying it on the line, he says, given his family history, RFK Jr. is fearless.
So Bobby loses his uncle, JFK, his father, RFK. His cousin dies in a plane crash when he was running against Hillary Clinton. Like, I'm not saying that was a conspiracy, but it's kind of a weird coincidence.
Oh, boy.
Oh, here we go.
Bobby's in danger, you know? Like, he's putting himself on the line.
Yeah.
Why? Because he f***ing believes in this country.
Dude, I heard that. I was like, what?
And meanwhile, Woody Johnson is standing behind Trump at a fundraiser down in, Mar-a-Lago. How's that going to go when they see each other?
I have no idea, man.
And I know Woody
was
going
to go fine. Woody's going to say nothing to him.
No, I know Woody was on Fox News, and they actually directly asked him about Aaron Rodgers being potentially selected as VP, and Woody basically said, hey, Aaron's all about football. He's focused in on football.
Did he just imply that the Clintons killed JFK Jr.?
When it comes to him, I'm not saying anything anymore, because did he say that? No. Did he kind of insinuate it? Yes.
He goes, it's kind of weird that happened. I'm not saying it's a conspiracy theory.
I'll give it to you one more time.
So Bobby loses his uncle, JFK, his father, RFK, his cousin dies in a plane crash when he was running against Hillary Clinton. Like, I'm not saying that's a conspiracy, but it's kind of a weird coincidence.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's a conspiracy, but there's some weird questions.
Weird coincidence.
He's really good.
Did he say coincidence?
He says it's a weird coincidence.
Okay.
He's very good at putting stuff out there.
Yeah, yeah. Just
without actually saying it.
True, because,
I'm only like 5 minutes into this thing. I don't know what I'm going to get when I go back out there now and continue on. It's funny. The Jaguars sign linebacker Josh Allen, 5 years, $150, $88 million guaranteed. On ESPN, so I guess there's this notion out there that Stephen A. Smith and Molly Quirum are a thing.
Yeah.
First time hearing of it, but I don't really watch the show. So Stephen A. with Chris Russo, who was also kind of insinuating that they were a thing, was pointing out his suit, not tuxedo, but the suit he was wearing as if it was a wedding outfit. And so Stephen A. decided it's time to set the record straight. We're not dating.
No, there's nothing going on. You understand? Say America been lying about that for a couple of years.
Oh, they do.
For years.
You know what's the funniest
part? For years they've been lying on it.
People actually believe it.
Oh, they sure do. I get asked all the time.
It's ridiculous.
How's the famous couple doing?
Hey, they ask me all the time, is Stephen A. clapping them cheeks? Every day. Is Molly touching his winky? It's amazing. People are wrapped up in this.
Given the fact of what Stephen A. says on his podcast. Right?
Yeah.
I don't see it.
Hey, listen, we all know you love boobies. You've told us that a million times how much you love breasts.
The best part is Russo's in the middle of it.
Yeah, I know. It's nuts. Oh, very funny. Rangers, Flyers tonight, Devils, Toronto tonight, and the Islanders take on the Montreal Canadiens.
Let me smell your fingers. Let's put this to bed right now.
Oh, my God. Holy cow.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live. Yeah. Bill Ford, Tough Studio.
Breasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Wow! All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Our friend Ann Ligori, who is going into the Suffolk County Sports Hall of Fame. She said she'd be willing to give us a weather update from Augusta. She's down there. She's been covering it forever. How many years do you think she's been covering the Masters, Eddie? She's been doing it here since, what, 1987 at WFAN?
No, not quite that long.
But close. At least in the 90s.
Yeah, for sure. If you remember the name Graham Agars.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, Graham Agars.
Used to cover a lot of the Masters, the majors for us, tennis and golf.
Right, no, I remember that. Graham Agars.
But then
Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Ann was in.
Yeah, no, I remember. Hey, it's Graham Agars. I got to feed a rap here, too. He would call in. He was Australian, right? That's what he was?
Correct.
Yeah. Graham Agars, Sports Radio 66 WFAN. Graham Agars. Pete Sampras defeated... You know, God, I have these memories of taking in those freaking raps.
By the way, sending. He was a pro's pro, that guy.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And so was Ann. And Ann's down there. She was, I was talking to her yesterday. She was out at lunch in the clubhouse there.
But from a tape ops point of view, Graham was the best.
Yeah.
You weren't talking to her while she was on the phone in the clubhouse.
No.
I mean, I think they take the phones away from all the patrons that go to the tournament. You got to turn your phone in or you don't come in with a phone.
No. At that point, it was a text. She said, I'm about to go to the clubhouse and have lunch.
Nice.
So, yeah. It's got to be nice. I didn't know they let women on the property there. So
come on, stop it.
It's a joke.
I know.
It's just a joke. We could have a good time with it.
I saw Condoleezza Rice there yesterday.
She's a member.
Yes.
Yeah. Anne should be a member down there.
That was funny. She had her green jacket on, and she was standing on, I forget which one of the par three holes she was standing on, but she was back there as a proud member.
Of course. Yeah. She should be. Like everybody down there is a proud member at Augusta. Let's go to Glenn in Orange County, who joins us on the Fan. Wants to talk some hockey. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, how are you? Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to ask Boomer, and actually it's an honor to talk to you guys, but I'm just not sure if, going back to the whole Pelech thing and the code you talked about with the code with...
Yes.
With the... with Matt.
Yep.
Son-in-law Matt. Does... Raccoon Rempe follow that code?
Well, first of all, I know. Are you a Devils fan?
No, No, I'm an Islanders fan.
Oh, you're an Islanders fan. You know, here's the thing. Rempe's learning. He's 21 years old. He's a rookie. He's played in like 7 games. And in those 7 games, he's probably like 1,000 penalty minutes. He's gotten thrown out of games. He's gotten suspended already for 4 games because of his hit on Jonas Siegenthaler of the Devils. So he's learning. He's learning. He's in the process of trying not to take stupid penalties, but he serves a purpose. And will we see him in the lineup? I would think most likely we will see him in the lineup on Saturday, but I'm not so sure about that just yet.
Okay. Well, that's, yeah.
But he's got to learn. Hey, Glenn, they all got to learn. Just, you know, in all the sports that we play, we have to learn. We have to learn the pecking order. We have to learn about, you know, the way that you go about your business, the way you practice, the way you prepare, the respect that you show the players that have been there before you, all of that stuff.
Yeah. Hey, there's a code in all these sports.
100%.
When they get broken, there's big issues.
I mean, here's the interesting thing about that code and how it fits. So all of these players now that are coming out of college basketball and college football, especially the top end players, are coming in with a lot of money in their bank accounts already.
Yeah.
A lot of access, all having their asses kissed by their coaches. And if things don't go or work out, what do? They go running through the transfer portal so they can go play somewhere else and make some more money somewhere else. And that's a different type of athlete that you're dealing with. Because in previous generations, the athletes would have to bust their ass to get all the way up to ultimately the pro game and then try to get to the next level. You remember they used to say that, you know, who's the only person that could stop Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan?
Dean Smith.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And you know, because he wouldn't give him special favor. And you're going to play in my system and you're going to play my game. You know, and I bet, you know, if the Michael Jordan were playing in today's college basketball game, if he did decide to play, I would think that he would be going to the transfer portal too if he were still playing North Carolina and was not afforded to be the player that he ultimately became.
Yeah, and I really think that this is going to be a huge test. This particular NFL draft is going to be the biggest test of this because you've got the top of the top guys, including Caleb Williams, who has a personality that you basically were talking about, where he's highfalutin, a lot of flair, everybody's kissing his ass, all those things.
Right.
And he's going to go to a crazed sports city with a rich tradition to be the starting quarterback of the Chicago Bears. And when he faces adversity, because he will, very few quarterbacks step on the field and are great the first day and then continue to be great. What will he be like in that city with that fan base if things start to go wrong?
You know, when I was thinking about the quarterbacks that have come through here that we have met and, you know, the ones that I've supported in the draft, I missed on Dwayne Haskins. I admit that. But I never met the young man.
Yeah.
I met him when he was 18 years old and I thought he was going to go to Maryland. And he ended up changing his mind and he went to Ohio State after Maryland fired their coach, Randy Edsall, I believe. So, but the reason that Patrick Mahomes thing is over my shoulder is that kid came in here. He wasn't promoting anything. He came in here with his mom. The draft was in New York, and they just wanted to come on and talk some football. And that kid was not in any way, shape, or form at that time impacted by anything that was going on around him. He wanted to play football, and he wanted to become great. And you could tell it by just meeting him. Same thing with Josh Allen, for that matter. You know, he played at Wyoming. You know, you'd have to watch his games on Thursday night. And I didn't even know about him until Gunner told me about him.
Yeah, Gunner watched him a ton.
Because, Dad, you got to watch this freaking kid at Wyoming. And, you know, Gunner was right. And I think, you know, you just, that's the thing you don't know is the personality. Like, Daniel Jones is a great guy. And I think they thought they were getting the next Eli Manning. Just to kind of fit the same kind of personality traits.
Yeah.
And if they go for Drake May or J.J. McCarthy, I wouldn't be shocked. I would not be shocked at all.
I mean, it's going to have to be a trade up. And are they willing to do that?
Because I do know this. I'm sorry about what I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No,
I do know this about J.J. McCarthy. And I was telling you this morning, I was reading an article about when he was going to Michigan and about the things that he was telling the people that were also being recruited to Michigan when he was going there. and about how he was saying, you know, if you want to chase girls and you want to drink and you want to screw around, don't come here with me because I'm coming here to win a national championship. So you can say whatever you want about his statistics or lack thereof, but you can't deny that that kid has got a winning DNA. At least everybody that has been around him, including Jim Harbaugh, believe that that DNA is within inside of him. And that's a guy that I can get behind.
The guy's going to suck in the NFL. He just is. He doesn't have it. I'm just telling you right now, you can smell it. He's going to be A.J. McCarron.
I don't smell it like you do.
Yeah, I just, he was not even a thought to be a top 10 pick, even at the end of the college football season. And then he just rocketed all the way up, and he might be taken fourth overall now. It's just insanity.
So there's the physical attributes that you see. They're the where they are playing and what they're asked to do when they play. And then there's the personality traits that you don't know unless you actually meet the person and sit that person down, interview that person, and make sure that person is dedicated to being the best people that they can be, and no matter what job. You know, we're particular quarterback is impossible to figure out whether or not these kids can handle it. But according to Jim Harbaugh, this kid could handle it. And he may have just blown everybody away in his meetings.
Maybe. Still remains to be seen how crazy a general manager will be to trade up and have a shot at him. Will the Broncos do it? Will the Vikings do it? Will the Giants do it? Somebody's going to make a deal with the Arizona Cardinals at 4, and I think it's going to be a blockbuster.
All right, so you definitely think that the 3 quarterback, we know that Caleb Williams is going number 1. So you still think it's Jaden Daniels, then Drake May to New England? Or do
yes.
you think New England feels like they need to get more draft capital before they select their quarterback because they're not ready to absorb a young quarterback?
No, they're taking a quarterback. I mean, they basically all but said it. They're taking a quarterback. 1, 2, 3. That's the way it's going to go.
Okay.
And then I think it'll be 1, 2, 3, 4, actually. And then Jim Harbaugh will get his wish from pumping up J.J. McCarthy and have the best available other than a quarterback to pick from.
No, the thing about it is that you know, Arizona would then have the best available to pick from. And Arizona right now at number 4, I mean, if you're 4, 5, or 6, you're getting a starting player that is playing for you next year that is not a quarterback.
Right.
And I think all the way to 10 probably. Maybe even if you think these defensive players are going to play, I don't know if they'll play every down, but I think all the way through 10, you have a starting player that you're thinking that you're drafting that is playing on opening day next year.
Yep. I mean, and that's why these teams are sitting pretty either way. Like Arizona's in a great spot. They can either take the guy that they absolutely love, or they're trading with a quarterback desperate team and getting a hole for that pick and probably still getting the guy they like.
And doing like what Chicago did last year.
Yep.
I mean, Chicago and Ryan Poles, you know, rolled the dice with Carolina. Carolina took the wrong guy. And look what happened to Chicago this year. And look how they built around. And now they have a team that is ready to support a rookie quarterback, especially one that everybody thinks is as special as Caleb Williams is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.